I'm going to show you guys a little idea on Parshas Kitavo. Parshas Kitavo, we have the Tochacha. The Tochacha is the rebuke. What do I mean the rebuke? What do I mean the rebuke? The Brachos and the Klalos. Where God says, basically, if you keep the Torah, you have tremendous blessings. And if you break the Torah, you will have curses. And the Torah tells us that the Jews stood on Harizim and Harival, and they had to answer Amen to these blessings and curses, and they accepted them. And this was a renewal of the Brit, of the covenant between Hashem and Am Yisrael, right before they enter into Israel, right as they're starting this new chapter in their lives as a nation. And the Pasuk tells us. There's a very interesting duality here in the language of the pasuk. It tells us, "Hayom hazeh Hashem elokechem tavcho la'atos b'chukim hayom." But today, and Rashi says, whenever it says that today in the Torah, it means today. Every Jew, when they read this today, should think, "This is speaking to me today in my time, 2014." Every day they should be new in your eyes. Hashem says. Keep these laws of the Mishpatim. Keep them with all your heart and soul. And then listen to this language. As Hashem had Marta Ayom, God, you have Marta, you have declared, I guess. The Ronko says you have like chiseled out to be a God to you, and to go in His ways, and to keep His laws, and to listen to His voice. Hashem had Marta Ayom, in the same language. And Hashem has declared you today, or has chiseled you out in a sense today, Leos Lo'am to be his nation, Segura, La'am Segura, a treasured nation, Kashadidah, as he spoke to you, to tell you, remember God said you're going to be Segura, a chosen nation, which more comes to keep all of his mitzvot, or the Simcha El Yom HaKol Adin, and to face you before all the other nations. And then it starts telling us, this is how Moshe Rabbeinu is going to set up the Jews on the mountain, he's going to say, these are the blessings, these are the curses, etc. And this language of God has chiseled you out. You have declared God. God has declared you. This reciprocal relationship is almost puzzling. Because who are we to almost be equated with God? It's crazy. We're saying, you have chosen God, and God has chosen you. It doesn't work like that. It's God we're talking about. God chose us to be the chosen people. Like, and we're like, yeah. But we said not conditional, but like, literally, we chose God. This introduction to the blessings and the curses, which was the renewal of the covenant before starting this new chapter in their life, Ezra HaSofer, one of the last Nevi'im, so he made a pakana. So this parsha should be read every year prior to Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, why? Techal shana v'kilo lozeha. Let the year and its curses end. Because if chas v'shalom, anybody ever had a bad year, then you really want that year to end. And you want something new. Techal shana v'kilo lozeha. Let the year and its curses end. U'techal shana v'kilo lozeha. And let the year and its blessings begin. Techal with a chas means to end, and techal with a ches means to start. Because we're at a crossroads now. Right before Rosh Hashanah, we're at a crossroads. The year is ending. And if it was a bad year, and it was a very, very hard year, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. It was a hard year. Techal Hashanah, let the year end. Techal Hashanah, Baruch Hashanah, let's hope. Let's hope for a better year. Let's hope for a more positive year. And for us in Yeshiva, the message is also very poignant. Let the bad year end. Maybe it wasn't the best I could be this past year. Senior year in high school is not so well known for boys doing a lot of learning and Avodas Hashem. So. Let the year and its curses end. And this year that I came to Israel, I came to the yeshiva to learn, to be inspired, to get closer to Hashem, to grow stronger in my Judaism,
let that start. Let's begin the blessing. Let's begin the holiness. And the Siva Shalom points out, as does the quote from Esforno, and Elizabeth Zarelli points out, that the language of this Hashem Hemircha, you have God has chiseled you, God has chosen you, and you have chosen God, is the language of His Aleph. It's the language of rising up, of His Nachas, of being exalted. God has exalted you as His chosen people. And we have exalted God as our God. We are raised up when we make that decision to say, Hashem, you are my God. It raises us up. We are ascribing ourselves to Him. It's like Lahavdil. It's like the big draft last night for intramural. Oh, who's the team you want? I want you to call me. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't know all the guys who's considered like ranked in time. But like, I want that guy's team. I want to do it. You're know, like, oh, you're for sure going to lose. No, yeah, dude.
We're in
the championship. You're in the championship, by the way. Okay, good. Alex. You're like, why? Because I'm with somebody great. I'm with somebody great. So my team is already chashu. We're going to be ranked top 2, 3 for sure. Why? Because we have these great players. Lahavdil, we are in competition with the Chinese and the Japanese and the Indians and the I don't know, the South Americans, the Venezuelans, the Arabs and the Russians, there are all these nations in the world. But what? But Hashem Hemircha Hayom, God chose you. We're God's chosen nation. We're on God's team. If we're on God's team, we're ascribed to greatness. We are exalted. But why does Hashem need us? Why does Hashem need us? So Chazal say, "Ein melech b'lo am." There is no king without a nation. And so therefore, in a certain way, you know what? There is a reciprocal relationship. Yes, we need God in order for us to be great. But you know what? Hashem needs us also. But you know what? Hashem would not need us if we weren't great, if we didn't have that potential for greatness. And so on Rosh Hashanah, that is quickly approaching, when the world faces its recreation, when the world is being judged as to how much they were following the king. So we want to ascribe ourselves to the king. We want to be those loyal servants to the king. But again, it's not for us. Would the king have a kingdom? I want to share with you guys a famous story that is given over in the Masorah of Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik was a Tzal who was Rosh Hashiva in YU and a Rebbe with many of my Rebbeim. He was Rabbi David Rebbe and scion of the great House of Brisk. So he grew up in a small town in Europe called Chaslavich. Chaslavich, his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, was the Rav. And there was one Cheder, and the Cheder Rebbe was a Lubavitcher Malamed. He was a Lubavitch Jew. And he taught them, when he was supposed to be teaching them sometimes Gemara, he was teaching them Chassidus. He was teaching them Chabad Chassidus, the Tanya. And I would love to read this to you in the language, but it isn't. Ah. It says as follows. The Rav has vivid recollections of being taught as a young child by his teacher, a devotee of Chabad, who had a profound influence on the development of his religious emotion and experience. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, his teacher would assemble the children in the morning and ask, "Children, do you know what we are going to do tonight? The night of Rosh Hashanah is a night of coronation." Those of you guys who don't know big words in English, coronation means of crowning. "We will now be crowning a king. Can you guess who this king is, children?" And the children answered, "Nicholas I, the Tsar of Russia, right?" And the teacher said, No, children. Nicholas is not a king. Today he is here, tomorrow he will be in the grave. There is only one king,
the Almighty. The Almighty asks us, oppressed and despised Jews of the ghetto, who hardly earn a living, who have no right to travel or live in most areas of Russia, to give Him the crown. God wants us to proclaim Him as King. The Rav commented that the lofty discussions of prominent philosophers regarding concepts of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah that he studied many years later could be distilled in these simple words of his elementary school teacher. Rosh Hashanah is the holiday of coronation. Paradoxically, God asks us, poor, weak, and helpless man, to anoint Him on Rosh Hashanah. It's a well-known idea in Hasidus, it's a common theme in Hasidus, that instead of us looking down on ourselves, instead of us approaching tshuva in a way in which we look down on ourselves and say, I was so bad, let the year end, but it's to look at ourselves as generators of great potential, of generators of greatness. And in fact, we can look at ourselves today as being people who are so great that Hashem is asking us in a week and a half to crown Him as a king. And each and every single one of you should look at yourselves inside and say, Hashem needs me. And Hashem gave me this opportunity this year, to start this year, with the most unbelievable potential, to create a new life, to create a life where I am being Marbe Kvod Shemayim, where I am coronating God. And it's not just on Rosh Hashanah, but it's every single day of our lives. We have the opportunity to declare with our actions, God is one. And we wear tzitzis when we say brachos, when we refrain from speaking Lashon Hara, when we don't use curse words, when we act as B'nai Torah should, when we behave as a Ben Torah should, so we are showing that we are servants of the King. So a message for us to take with us into this Shabbat, that Ezra wants us to remember, that the year should start anew. We're at a crossroads. As we head into this crossroads, we should remember that we play a vital role and that nobody can take your position. That each and every single one of us has the opportunity to declare Hashem as the King. We should be zocha to do so. We should be zocha to a good Shabbat and to finish the year off right and to start the new year off right. Hashem should bless us and bless you all off with a good Shabbat.